Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Someone just got lost in the clock and not wondering.
Lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, mustard.
Not onions. The clock.
No.
Although, what's up to John Bannis?
I enjoy how you got boxes in the windows for days. You prep ahead.
He's ready. I like how
he's going to fill them.
He always lets me know what time it is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's fallback time.
And that store people kept running into is gone now, so you don't have that hazard in the way anymore.
I never understood why people kept running into Mattress World or whatever it was called. Mattress Max, or I'm not sure.
One of those firm, maybe?
Literally got ran into twice because somebody just thought they'd drive straight there on way to Hampton in 291. Now just keep driving straight.
Well, I'm ready if you want to do some headlines.
Damn! So I get a little frisky today.
I'm not.
Saucy.
No, I wanted to do the story anyways because I haven't heard about this in a while. Tiger King. One of their handlers linked to Joe Exotic is killed by a tiger. Did you hear about that?
Long as it wasn't Kevin Annell.
Linked to him, like Peter in laws?
Ryan Easley, who is a former associate.
That's a great last name.
He played for Detroit Tigers.
Joe Exotic. He was performing and demonstrating at the Growler Pines Tiger Preserve with a tiger he had raised since
Growler Pines.
This little tiger was a cub.
I wish I'd get hired by a subdivision company to name subdivisions, because y'all, I mean, y'all just...
Sorry, but Del North is taken.
You get lazy with them. I mean, like, there's a Tiger Woods in Greer.
That's funny.
No joke. Tiger Woods with a Y. It's with a Y, so you can't sue us.
I can believe it, too.
Well... Elder. So this, he raised this tiger from a cub, and suddenly it turned on him. And the facility was originally known as Show Me Tigers, has suspended all tours and encounters until further notice. Oh. So all the animal rights groups like PETA.
PETA.
I like how people like expect that it's not going to, you know, instinctually become a tiger and probably kill you at some point. Like the guy who works with the bears they put in movies. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know how you train those to, like, he wrestles them and they're hugging them and these are like big bears.
But also there's that training, you know, where some can just happen and they can just lose it for a minute. It's kind of like human beings. You just sit there minding your own business thinking, oh, they're just minding their own business. And next thing you know, you getting stabbed or something, you know?
Plus, what if they get rabies? I think I heard of a local cat or a raccoon or maybe both that had rabies here within the past couple of days.
If I get rabies, you're going to be on my biting list.
We saw the tiger. This is a legit question.
He's the first to go.
This is going to be a Elin Nordegren joke right here, I bet.
No, we saw the tiger that had Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
So is he already?
We thought it was AI.
I mean, he's a little incapacitated. Maybe, I guess, right? Or
it's
not working with a full deck.
Remember,
you know what I'm saying?
We looked it up. It's and you, it's, again, very delicate how you talk about it, but it's with the eyes. It's with the eyes. More of a stigmatism. With
I thought
it
was a fake picture.
I did. I thought it was AI too. But it's. But then again, you know, science will say, well, these animals don't ever go gay, or these animals do go gay. So how do they know? If they talk to all of them, I got a goat that will jump on anything. I mean, really.
You got some cats,
fat boy.
Too,
you don't want to have your cell phone in your pocket and your pants fall there. That son of a bitch will hump you to death. He will.
Yeah, that's a dominance thing. My female dog. That's
I peed in his face.
She likes,
I
know, he loves she'll, it. She'll hump anything because she is the.
I'm coming over.
She will get you. If she likes you, she'll be all over you.
Yeah. And but also, scientists or animalsicians, I think they're called, they will say that it's a dominance, but some will say, well, it's them saying hello. They're so excited to see you.
If she doesn't like you, it'd be more fun, like a grudge.
That's how she says hello to her friends.
But imagine if you walked up to your friends and you didn't say anything, you just started smelling her butt.
That would be
hell,
odd.
You might do that.
I
at the Cougar Club.
Luckily, I don't have any friends.
I'm going to see Tanya on Saturday. That's not going to happen.
Paige is over here taking
We're
a toot off her boot.
Working out. You smell good. What are you wearing? See, that's weird. I wouldn't
need some waxing.
Yeah, I'm glad
Girl,
I'm not an
Girl, you
animal.
Need to see me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not either.
Yeah, that was
fat animal. It'd be tough to call you on the radio. Well, fat dog.
I'm glad you're not.
I might actually
animal.
Be proportionate if I was like a buffalo or.
That's a deer.
A cape buffalo.
You wait for tomorrow's best damn audio. If you follow me on Instagram, you already saw a glimpse of one of them. But by God, it's going to be. I keep saying it every week. It keeps getting funnier and funnier. Fat boy is killing me off there playing
his. He would be a good panda.
We're going to have a joke time with Grandpa. Oh, yeah, hang on now.
Yeah, well, that's got.
I'm not moving to China.
Nope. Panda bear.
That's got double meanings now in this world.
I'm sorry, but he'd be
no,
cute.
No, I know. A lot of people don't realize
he'd be
it,
cute.
They don't. No. You talking about a red one or just like a regular black and white?
You can be a
one?
Red panda if you want to be.
Panda. Panda.
Panda. Panda. Panda. Do I have broads in Atlanta? Don't answer that.
All right, so here.
Credit cards in
here's something wild.
What's going on, Terry?
There's a. There's a TikTok trend. I shouldn't laugh a bit about that. They're claiming that the rapture will hit this week.
I have not seen this, and I'm on TikTok a good bit.
A prophecy that the rapture will occur today or tomorrow has gone viral.
Y'all that are prophesizing that are actually so sacrilege, you don't even understand. You don't even understand.
I'm not going to give
Shame
you the hashtag.
You. Shame on you.
I don't have the one I was looking for.
Oh, you can give them the hashtag.
Hashtag rapture talk. I mean, it could talk.
Be. It's the mark of the beast, perhaps.
There's a South African pastor who claimed to have received a vision that the world will end on those days. You know, they were doing that with Y2K, and
dude,
there was another time
doing
with
it.
The time clock.
Our whole lives. Before us, it was the nuclear war. Everybody needs a bunker. It's fear equals consumers equals more money.
Yeah.
So critics obviously are dismissing the predictions as typical end of time speculation.
But yet again, while I say that, our government and like some of the other world's governments subscribe to that doomsday clock that really is more about banking than it is anything. It's about the lending rates, and but they call it the doomsday clock.
I don't like that. I don't like that name for it.
I know. Why doesn't DC Comics sue? Doomsday was a Superman villain.
He broke his back.
Damn, Road Warriors did a doomsday device.
Yeah.
So, Shatter Machine's better though.
Really, it's hard to pull off.
God, I don't know how freaking Cash that doesn't have bad knees. hitting all those guys in the back of the head with his knees.
Well, some people are even saying they're resigning from their jobs or liquidating their assets in response to this.
Oh,
they're believing it.
You see, you okay, there's your example right there.
Don't believe
Sell off. Look through the lines, everybody. Everybody's liquidating their assets. Kind of like during COVID, where everybody's quitting their jobs and living, because we don't have much time left. I want to go travel the world now. Oh, but I can't.
If they knew what was going on, they would have done that in 07.
Boom.
Or at least a couple weeks before the 08 crash. I don't know if you can offload them that.
I mean,
quick.
How many ones? I mean, you once a year, it's almost like a calendar. Wildfires this season, possible government shutdown this season.
Yeah.
Or then you'll work in the, hi, this is your local TV station. They're going to cut us off if you don't call and fuss at them right now. Go to their website. Yeah. Tell them you want to have your local news. You're negotiating their contract for them.
Yes. The onus is always on us now, the customer. Huh. There's another example. It was a great one you gave the other day, and I can't remember what it was, where we're in the middle. They put us in the middle.
It's all about division causes, think about it, divorce causes, no offense, Rob, lawyers, and then separate incomes. And then what happens at Christmas? You got to go buy the kids getting twice as many
gifts.
Exactly.
We all know it's their fault you got divorced anyway. So
it is the kid's fault. 9 times out of 10.
No, it's not. Usually.
The goats, not like children.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm Paige. Those your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. We'll take a break and come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, there she comes. I was like, God, she left.
Taking a break, a little powder.
I didn't know she had to go.
Powder your nips or whatever women do in the back.
Noses. No. They powder their nose, which I think they were going to go do a little toot is what that means. And powder their nose.
You were talking about Paige when you were singing last week, right? Ruby red nips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Ruby red nips.
Yep.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
That's who you're looking at.
What color are your eyes?
Green.
Where are they?
Green.
Ruby red nips, blonde hair, green eyes.
Where are your eyes,
Paige? Never had blue eyes. My dad had
blue
eyes.
They're up here.
All right, so I'm ready.
I'm not going to read it.
Come on, man.
Don't read it. I don't care.
You want me to read it?
What you want.
I don't want any. I have your blessing to read it?
Sure.
And there's no blood on my mouth?
You know, we can.
You probably need to read adults. It. You graduated.
See what?
He needs to read it. He graduated.
You graduated too.
I had a GED that came in the mail 2 months after I took the test.
What did you go to college for 20 years for?
Now, you know what? I forget sometimes. I do have an associate's degree.
It was 19 years. We round up too much in this world. Round up. Why are they not using that on the freaking pesticide commercial?
I think they're having a little issue
don't
right
know.
Now. Having some trouble.
Oh. Oh, you is know. It because of who owns the company?
Yeah,
oh,
a little bit.
Gosh. They don't care about the water, do they?
Might have tried to get some people back in the day.
Hey, Monsanto.
Call Rob.com.
I am a lawyer. First off, this is printed out, and I, not that I want you to use this email to like email the person. And if you want to, fine. But
oh, I hope you do.
Don't
I
like dox the person
I
or nothing.
Don't you got to swear you won't dox them?
You won't dox them?
No, I don't care.
Okay. Will you dock them?
Do you know what that means?
No.
Will you boof them?
No. Absolutely not.
We don't dock anymore.
I saw you docking just the other day.
No,
I wasn't being docking by the bay.
He was
rocking, docking.
The two of you.
Docking by the dock of the bay. That was us.
I see you.
Hello, Rise Guys. I am a loyal podcaster due to my employment.
Thank you.
Sorry, Matt. I know that you hate that, and I'm not a favorite of yours. Because I've said before that I appreciate the people who, if you're up at this time, are listening live and not putting us on the back burner, Dig Brown, to
hanging out with Captain Munderland. Well. Watching the Panthers smoke the Falcons.
Okay, get to the reading.
Oh, yeah, we do get distracted.
I'm on pins and needles there. Here.
We're sidetracked.
Sorry, Matt, I know you hate that, and I'm not one of your favorites. I listen to all 4 hours of the podcast, though, each day, just nightly. I often wish I was listening to the show during live times because I so often find myself saying, quote, "Are you effing kidding me?" end quote, in response to so much that Paige says.
Wow.
It gets exhausting listening to her beg for compliments and act blindly to it, but today took the cake. She said that a man would see a picture of her with Wonder Boy Thompson and get jealous. I don't have enough laughing emojis for that. She truly thinks highly of herself. There are times when she seems normal, then most of the time there is the know-it-all that comes out. P1 tattooed hoo-has.
She's a podcaster. She's just hearing this for the first time.
Well, I appreciate her comments. I don't understand the Wonder Boy thing, but that's okay.
You don't understand the Wonder Boy thing. Fat Boy.
I think you had mentioned that you saw him recently.
I've seen him many a times.
Okay.
I was not over exaggerating.
She dropped the name like 50 times just then.
It did.
Many times.
I know you guys took a picture, which, you know, he takes pictures with everybody. He's
a
nice guy.
And I met his fiance. Oh, yep. No, they're not engaged. I'm sorry. They're not. His
Whoa,
girlfriend.
Did you just reveal something?
No, they're not.
Ariel Helwani, I have news.
That's my bad.
Ariel Helwani.
We have breaking news.
And yeah,
Kawhi Leonard, anyone.
Every time they come into where I work, my other job, everybody's so happy to see him because he is very nice.
Oh, well, yeah. You know no one's going to shoplift while he's in the store.
They won't. No. I try to pay him to kick people I don't like, and he won't do it.
No, I know.
He's just nice.
His boss's day.
And his girlfriend is beautiful and very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew he wouldn't be with some kind of slouch.
I think what it was.
She's smart and very nice.
We were talking about over jealousy of relationships, and I believe you said I wouldn't be with a man who would see a picture of me in Wonder Boy and
get
jealous.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. So is it possible maybe she heard that wrong?
Yeah.
I personally,
he is a good looking
I'm not
guy.
Trying to throw her the lifeboat here, but like I don't remember that coming off as that way.
I was hoping you were setting up for her to clap back. Paige versus
Well, she had to stand up to do that.
I can't clap.
Come on, Paige.
She said she didn't have enough laughing emojis for that.
Okay. No, see, I would like, and this is when I once I pass my boards test, I'm going to sign up for that. I would like to do facials on people and do back facials and massage.
I can't wait to see how that works out.
Still don't know why it's not called backles. It makes no sense at all.
Now she's going to email about that. All you talk about is some test you evidently took or haven't taken yet and going to school.
Well, that would be me with a burner email.
No, they. It took a minute because I had to get my marriage license in and blah, blah, blah. Because somebody misspelled my name.
It is not hard to spell WTPT, which is her name on social media for a long time.
No, I thought you were talking about Paige. Like, you could think, you could spell it like beige with a P.
My maiden name Paige. On there was misspelled DePerty. P-I-R-T-I-E.
DePerty.
Purdy.
That's why we were saying
DePerty.
Thursday before y'all called in.
I had to change it. So I had to have, I had it.
Laskruski.
Is there a Paige Laskruski?
Paige Laskruski!
This is bad.
Miss Purdy.
So now that my documents are correct.
Hercules!
Miss Purdy! What if I get my license and it's like Purdy Wachowski? It's not even right!
He was in Monster Inc. I knew it!
Nobody can spell my name right.
Wachowski.
Are you waxing bushes again, Wachowski?
Miss Purdy! That's not my name!
You got some pubes in your fingernails, Wazowski.
So I had to redo my documents, and now I'm going to take my test, and now I'll have my license. It's been a headache.
Your book should be called The Big Laskowski. I love it.
And the Chinaman can still be on your rug.
They got Laskowski right. Usually they can't spell Laskowski ever.
Did you pass the test, Wazowski?
Wachowski. Mrs. Wachowski.
You and the bee, you got more.
Matthew, that's from Up when that old man flew around on
that old man, Matthew, that was hanging out with that little boy.
It's not Wachowski.
Little fat kid.
Little fat kid.
I'm dying.
He was wearing an ascot around
so
his
when
neck.
I finally get.
He was wearing a bandana backwards.
But for the love of God, my name has never been Purdy. But it's done. I've got my marriage license in there.
She's got...
So to wax bush hair, you have to prove you're married.
No, to prove who I am. Because the documents were signed wrong from the school that I went to.
It's amazing. So. You could have... Dead people have been able to vote in the past four elections, but you got to prove that you're married.
Yes.
Wazowski, you got to be married to look at this brillo.
And make sure that it was right. So I had to get my marriage license, and I sent it online. But when I copied it, it was too light. So they had me just mail it in. And you can't overnight things. Now you got to wait a couple of days for them to get it in Colombia. And it's been a headache.
What if some would say,
they're busy Paige, making drugs.
You already own a lake home. You already drive a luxury car. You've been in movies, some that are now on Tubi. You've done it all. Is it true that you're doing this so you can wax the homeless? Like, this is something you're going to do?
Oh,
no, I know a barber that once a month... What's up, Josh? Once a month, we go to a some type of facility and give free haircuts.
Waxing is an art.
But what about...
You got to do it fast, and you can't hurt people.
You know, if they're homeless, they ain't got no freaking waxing kits. They ain't keeping that in them buggies.
I know what she says now in the email about getting yourself over. Like, you know, you just did that for 5 minutes. Putting yourself over again. She's going to email back.
I thought I was very humble, but...
Tattooed hoo-ha's. I wonder what that looks like.
Oh, man. I wish we were on TV just now.
I know. You seen a real-life puke emoji? I just saw
Paige was pointing to the back of her throat, if you understand
I
what I'm saying.
I did not.
Like, she's either going to purge herself or she's giving directions, one or the other.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello to famous people born on September the 23rd. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Suck it.
Yeah. Start with this guy. We got some time to get into him, too. Mm. This is the Marvel music. Plays me, before every Marvel movie.
Give me the initials.
A.M.
A.M. Male or female?
Male. Born male. Identifies as.
Will the movie give it away?
For you, I don't think it would. Captain America.
Ah.
He's been in a bunch of other movies, too.
Anthony something.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's handsome.
What's the last letter?
M. I've heard he's not a nice guy.
Masterson?
M for like Mike.
You heard he's not nice?
Yeah. But, you know, it could be people overzealous autograph seekers, for all I know.
Or Disney employees, perhaps. Who is it?
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie. That's right. He's, you know what? We're going to have Rob Young in next week. And I'll have to ask him about
that. Yes, sir, next Thursday.
How do you keep up with, like, the, even in the movies, like, the Winter, what's it called? Captain Winter and
Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
That was Bucky. Who's also in
he plays another character in another movie.
I just watched it. It was, Bucky was in it. Thunderbolts, that was good.
Yes. I didn't see that, but that's the movie, though. And then also,
Lawrence Pug's in
Bucky
it.
Barnes, that's who you're thinking of.
Bucky
right.
Barnes.
Bucky Barnes. But yeah, so Captain America is now a different guy.
Yeah.
But do the universe still like...
I didn't see his last one because that's the one with Harrison Ford where he was the Red Hulk.
Wow, that's that a one. Stress.
Dude, they... Yeah. I mean, they got a little... Like a teenage one now. Like they got Aqualad for Aquaman. And then they had She-Hulk and Hulkling.
She-Hulk was a pretty good show, and they canceled it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
That chick was kind of like Amazonian hot, if that's okay to say.
Yeah, and then the Hulk was good looking, too, like the She-Hulk.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, like, green-skinned women are okay. Like, Gamora.
Green-skinned women.
She's okay. Hot. Gamora?
Yeah. Named after the
Call
town.
Me Gamora.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, I know that. He's, I want to say 36.
35.
He's from New Orleans. He was an 8 Mile. He played Tupac in Notorious.
Oh, he's older than.
He's 47
Damn.
Years old today. Got some more music. We got a lot of music.
Good job
today.
On that complexion, my friend. Lazy.
God dang it. It is lazy.
Wow. Look,
I thought you'd go busy first or wish, but you went lazy.
Oh man, that was from Best Damn Audio. Remember, like the guy sitting there singing along. She's like, "What did you just say?" He's like, "Hippopotamus." Hippopotamus.
Dude.
Hippopotamus.
The Mulaney bit. Crazy Bone was not there.
No.
So I don't know if they had, like, are on the outs or what. But we didn't get crazy.
I thought he was something medical.
Was it? I hope it was medical and not like, you know, Bone don't like each other now.
Oh, I know. I know.
Gotta keep saying, even though the nipples are on my piece, you miss it.
You just got to say that. What was the one the other day? Were the ruby red nips, blonde hair, blue eyes?
Yeah, that's what it was. We were saying about Paige. Ruby red nips, blonde hair, blue eyes. But she got green eyes, right? She's got green eyes. Ruby red nips, blonde hair, green eyes.
Was Lisa Bonet in Bonet Thugs in Harmony? I don't know. Damn it.
I think she has pit hair, which is cool.
Big time.
That's awesome. I can fix that.
More than just your pit stain.
Everybody's a customer now.
48.
We're passing away. Lazy Bone is 50.
Damn.
Big old 50.
Which is not old at all.
I got to cut it off because this gentleman's got a birthday.
Oh, my God. Matthew freaking Hardy.
Matt Hardy's birthday, V1.
I'll text him, too, and see if I get a response. I text Ricky Morton on his birthday the other day.
Hey, thanks, buddy, for remembering me. I appreciate you.
It always means so much because he writes back, thank you so much, Matt. I'm like, oh, he saved me in his phone.
You know, he's looking at it because I had to, last time I saw Ricky and Robert, I had to film the promo for him on my phone, and then he gave me a number to send it to.
Was it Robert?
He's not really good with the tech.
He's like, how you film this for us real quick, buddy?
Send it to Kerry for me.
I'll give you a coupon to my steakhouse if you want.
He's got Allen Iverson that does his, he said. Allen Iverson takes care of all his videos. I love Ricky Morton, but
not Jeff's birthday, but
Matt. Matt Hardy, frequent guest on the show several times. The
future Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. I would say also 50. I don't know that he was already 50, so I'm going to say also 50, unless he's 51. All right,
50 sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that second guess.
51.
V1, Matt Hardy is 51.
I'm going to say, I think he's a hair or two older than me.
Delete!
I will delete your panties, Rebby.
Delete the
That's
draws.
His wife's name. Yeah, they're happily married.
This is a little tune called Welcome to Atlanta.
Where the players play.
Yeah. It is Jermaine Dupri's birthday, not Ludacris.
Suck it.
Big Beats hit streets. The gangsters roaming and parties do not start until 8 in the morning.
8 in the morning.
I couldn't play Money Anything because I don't have it. That's the JD song I think about first. Or I could have played Bow Wow, but I didn't have that one either.
Was he related to French wrestler Rene Dupri? Do we know?
Steak, knife, and a fork.
I've already told him to, if he's comfortable with it, to suck it, Paige. What were you going to say?
He can suck it.
All right. Well, he is 53 if anybody's like keeping score at home. I can't lose with 22.
I'm trying to remember why I don't like him. And don't be mean on the text.
I don't either.
There was something that was said or done, and you know.
Something happened, right? Something scandalous, maybe? Unless you watched Hip Hop Atlanta. Don't. You didn't like him on that show.
I did not. I know, watch that show.
Maybe you heard something Bow Wow said, or, remember, you know, Waka Flocka's mama.
Oh, okay. I know what it was. He was going to change his name to Jesse Jermaine Dupri. And I had big issues with that.
Yeah, I remember. That's exactly what it was. And Jesse was going to say, and Jesse should have sued him. There's already a Jesse.
Oh,
we don't need
God.
Jesse Jermaine Dupri.
Do you know where Jermaine Dupri was born?
Atlanta, right?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Was he?
Yes. Holy moly. How did he discover Crisscross then all the way down in Atlanta?
Next thing you're going to tell me, the Goody Mob's actually from Greenwood.
Okay, so he was raised in Atlanta, but he was born in Asheville, North Carolina. Where's his Merle?
Did he get kicked out because he likes girls? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh. I love Asheville. It's nice.
Too much competition with JD there. Okay. Jerry Seinfeld.
Nope.
Michael Kramer.
Nope.
I mean, Michael, Soup Nazi.
I hate the fact you're not a Seinfeld fan. Because you're not stupid. this show should be right up your alley.
Well, the other show that other show is very smart too, and I just
Curb.
Yeah,
God, Curb is great. It is.
Juliette Lewis. I mean, Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Nope.
Schaefer.
You got one left.
Shoot. George.
It is Jason Alexander's birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Summer of George. Jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Quit looking at that envelope.
You're their all-time bestseller.
See, I know that. I know about the John Voight's Volvo. I know all those references.
Look in the envelopes. Summer of George.
Oh, Jerry.
No suit for you. How about that? I will say he is...
Holes, I need holes!
64, like an Impala.
Sounds good. I'll say 64.
Jason Alexander, Art Vandelay. George Costanza is 66 years old today.
Art Vandelay. That's Art a Vandelay. Name. What is that name?
Vandelay Industries.
What is that from, though?
Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
It all goes back to
Did Steinbrenner ever appear on there, or was it always just...
I think he was on one episode, actually.
Was he?
I think he made an appearance, but we didn't know that was Larry David until years and years later.
You know, it just blew my mind, because you're right, I don't know the references. There's some... it's okay to say this. Somebody I've bought cards from before on eBay, and yep. Their name's Art Vandelay on eBay. And when you said that, I was like... Whoa, how did you know about Art Vandelay? Everybody's going to Art's eBay page. No, I'm serious. That's
what's so good about it, man. Somebody could throw a reference in
I had no clue that was a Seinfeld. I got a text. I don't know. It's the guy now. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen.
It is the boss's birthday.
I was going to say, it's either him or Courtney Cox.
Or we would have done...
There's only one of her.
Yeah, we would have done Sopranos for little Steven.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, God dang it, why can't I think of his name? No longer with us. Saxophonist.
Why can't I think of his name right now?
No, the saxophonist.
Clarence Carter. No. Wow, he was stroking.
Was it?
No.
Yeah, it was Clarence.
Clarence Clemens.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Rest in peace.
Is he related to Jeremy Clemens? Do
Roger,
we know?
Probably. Jeremy Clemens. Germany Clemson, you talking about?
Roger Clemens.
You talking about Geronimo Clapcheeks.
Roger Clemson.
Geronimo Clapcheeks.
Number 51 for the Xfinity series. Until it's the O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Auto Parts. You sound like a guy from Trailer Park Boys now.
The one with the glasses.
Is he on purpose? Like, is that an act or is it...
I don't know. I haven't really got into that like other people have. I feel like there's other stuff that's good, but I may go back to it.
Yeah, it's
I grew up in a trailer park. Just brings back memories. Maybe that's why I don't want to watch it. It's PTSD.
I'm sorry.
Or PTDSLs, whatever it is.
That's why I don't go to church.
Oh, boy. The two of you.
How old's the boss? The two youths.
The two youths.
Big one?
No.
77.
Looks the same. He looked good at the U.S. Open. He was sitting beside Sting. Sting Sumner.
Oh, not Borden?
Not Borden.
They started the milk company. You like to take a guest page, or you want to?
Like you're busy.
Keep trying to figure out how to get that subscription on.
You got to pay for it.
65.
No, Bruce Springsteen.
Good Lord.
Oh, God. All right.
I'll give you a second take.
He was dancing in the dark in like 78 or 81. One of those.
68.
76 for the boss. Let's go. Let's keep it going for this fellow right here, because I don't have much of his music, to be honest with you. But it's Enrique's daddy.
Julio.
Julio Sr. Julio Jr.'s daddy. Iglesias.
For all the girls I've loved before.
Says here he is a master swordsman.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's got several karate swords and katanas.
He stabbed a bunch of panties, I imagine.
Paige is always smelling katanas.
You thought Wayne Newton was doing good until you see what Julio was doing internationally.
No, I'm not.
That's the second shout out today for Katanya. All right, cut it out. 79.
80. Julio Iglesias is 82 years old today. We got a couple happy heavenlies for you here.
Iglesias. That's a sexy last name. Iglesias. Harris. Sounds like harass. I don't like it.
Mickey.
Especially after the last election. Go ahead.
And Mickey Rooney would have been 105 years old today.
Good gracious.
His catalog didn't age well, folks. Look it up. Did not age well.
So they like you to remember him from movies like Night at the Museum and Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah, when he was like 80. Not any of the stuff when he was 20 or 30.
Not early. Ray Charles, remember he was the moon in the McDonald's commercials.
He's got the right one, baby.
He would have been 95 years old today.
Wow.
What is his cause of death?
Liver failure.
Oh, okay.
Just happened to have it right here.
Like a fish? Did fish die from liver failure?
Do fishes have livers?
I don't know.
Chickens have them.
They drink like
that. You catch fish with chicken livers.
I knew a guy that cussed like a sailor and drank like a fish.
I drank like a fish.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who got chicken livers in Wareplace and damn near killed himself almost.
He's going to have shingles then.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
If you've eaten livers. Chicken livers, you will have shingles one day. That's what I misheard over the radio.
And kittens.
Evidently, if you listen to some people, it ain't going to matter if you had it or not. There ain't going to be a vaccine available for it.
You know, let's come up with a new word for that. I just don't even like the word at all now. Like, I got a text from the pharmacy the other day. I see it on there. It's still time to get your flu vaccine.
You know what sounds worse? Inoculation.
Also, jabbed used to mean punching back in the day.
I did have to keep rewinding my TV yesterday when Trump said, Tylenol, not good.
Not good.
He did the pause. He looked down.
Not good.
Acetaminophen. I like the way, even if you don't agree with him, I like his presentation. Acetaminophen.
He's a character.
China.
Tylenol's not good for the babies. It's not good for us.
Speaking of babies, it's fun to record your kids. Record, not go live. On Facebook, because you don't know what they're going to say, and I have audio for that tomorrow.
Yeah, plus if you're a celebrity and you get a cameo request, you might need to look it over. Because it might look stupid afterwards.
Words change from time to time. You know, the meanings of them, you know? You want to...
This guy got two celebrities to give his daughter an odd shout-out that I don't think they realized what they were saying.
In the 80s... Wet and Wild was the water park. Now it's a song by Cardi B.
Oh, boy.
The times have changed, my friend.
And she's pregnant again with Stephon Diggs' baby.
You just know it all, don't you?
And he plays for the Patriots, and they lost to the Steelers this past week.
Who's her first baby daddy?
Offset, right?
I thought it was Migos.
Yeah, but I think it's Offset.
Oh, he is part of it. What's Offset? Migos.
Take off. Which one passed
boom.
Away? Which one passed away?
God, I don't know.
Quavo, Offset,
Quavo.
Take Off.
Lifestyle.
One of them.
One of them's gone.
One out of three ain't bad.
Rest
Meatloaf said.
Well, that's a shame.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Get to podcast. God bless America. What was that?
Do you fart?
Yeah. I don't know. You'd know it if I did.
HR.
P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.